Family-owned Gilbert Chocolates has established a long tradition making handmade chocolates since how long? 1900 in Michigan, but it goes back to Ohio originally in the 1800s.
1893, that's right.
That is amazing. They continue to uphold the original recipes and quality standards of the founder, John O. Gilbert, as we welcome Brian and Sally Krishbaum, owners of Gilbert Chocolates. And locally, we find you out at Briarwood Mall, and you're one of the great sponsors of the 17th Annual Lucy Ann Land's Hometown Christmas Show. We're so thrilled about that.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
That's great. How busy has the season been for you so far?
Well, the corporate gifts portion of the season has been exceptionally busy this year. And we're just getting into the retail portion. So it's stepping up every day.
We've had things to do every day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Give everyone an idea of your product line and how it all started.
You're kidding.
Yes. No, I'm not.
Well, I can't give a great summary because there's over 250 different chocolate items that we manufacture.
Over 250.
So we have creams. Think maple cream, vanilla cream, orange cream, raspberry cream. The list goes on. We have them in milk chocolate and dark chocolate. We have them in Panama chocolate, which has milk chocolate with ground up almonds in the chocolate.
What did you call that? Panama?
Panama.
I have not heard of that before.
Yeah. So it's a Gilbert original from back in the early 1900s. We have advertisements that we found for the Panama chocolates, and it's a cream centered with ground up almonds mixed in with the chocolate. So it's got that crunchy thing.
Nice.
The maple Panama is to die for. Put you in mind of that maple bun thing that my mother loved when
yes,
I was a kid.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, we have, and that's the old, the very old. And we have the very new, the Dubai chocolates and stuff. Of course, we have the caramel pecan snappers. Which go by another name.
Those are my favorite. Yes, I love those.
Yes, so yeah, delicious. We have lots of different chocolates. About 30,000 pounds this year.
All of these are made in Jackson at your
at our factory.
At your factory in Jackson. Yeah. How did the two of you acquire this?
Well, Brian was consulting at that time. This was 12 years ago, and he was a consultant for companies, and he was consulting with the current owner at that time of his chocolate company. And he made all kinds of suggestions for the current owner that time to improve his production and stuff like that. And so the gentleman said, well, I'm just too old. I think I'll just sell the company. And so we had always wanted to buy a company and be an owner. So I had never heard of Gilbert Chocolates. And so one day he came home and he says, here, try this candy bar. This company I'm consulting with. I said, okay. And it was like, wow, this is really good dark chocolate. And then the rest is history.
I consider it providential.
Yes, we end up buying it.
What were those initial suggestions you were giving to the owner?
It was a long list. I'm an operations guy. I was an executive at an automotive supplier in charge of 10 or 11 plants. And so I look at things through this engineering operations eye. And so the control of the processes was very artsy as opposed to scientific. And chocolate is artsy, but you still need the science. And so there was, you know, command and control of the processes was part of it. The biggest single thing was they were in about an 800-square-foot facility. And literally, Lucy Ann, when you walk through the factory, it was short. It was just little. You know, it was 40 feet from one side to the other.
Oh, wow.
You would have to say, excuse me, pardon me, six times, every time, when you went over, when you went back. And that just slowed us down a lot. So we'd only had the company a couple years when we decided to move. And so we moved into a new facility in downtown Jackson, a new 110-year-old building. New to us, right?
Right.
So we bought this old building that had been vacant for 10 years. And its last use had been an Italian restaurant, grinders and that sort of thing, pizza. And so we bought that, stripped it out to the bare bones and rebuilt it on the inside, made it brand new, and moved our chocolate factory there, put a store in front. And that's where we have been for the last 9 years. And that's where we're at today.
How long have you been out at Briarwood Mall?
Well,
We started, what, 20?
Kiosk. The kiosks were 7 years
You started
ago.
With a kiosk.
We had
yes.
3 years
at
of kiosks.
Yeah. They invited us to have a kiosk.
Which is a good tester to see.
It was, yeah. Yes. And just to get your name out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and was it 21? It was 21 that they gave us the storefront.
Yeah.
And so it's, and it's just a gorgeous store.
And it just
so.
Happens that storefront used to be a
Godiva.
A Godiva chocolate.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And that's when it happened, when they left they left all the malls and they had this empty space. Yeah. And so we were able to move in. And it's been a good thing.
Locally made. And that makes a big difference
it
here.
Does.
And
yes.
you're controlling what you have manufactured, what you're
yes.
making, right?
Yes.
Well, the biggest thing is in chocolate, probably in any food product, is the freshness. You know, chocolate's made overseas and literally on a slow boat from China. You know, by the time it gets here, gets on the shelves, it may be 6 months or more old. The chocolate we brought with us to drop off at the store today may be 6 days old.
And that makes a difference how?
Well, the freshness, the flavors pop, you know, and it's just, it's at its peak. It's not okay.
Sometimes when you buy a candy bar at the grocery store, you open it up and you notice it's got white stuff on it.
Yeah, that's called bloom. It is the migration of the cocoa butter, the oils, out of the chocolate to the surface. And it happens when it gets too hot or when it gets too cold, or if it wasn't tempered properly.
It's perfectly safe to eat. There's nothing
there's
wrong
nothing
with it.
Wrong with it.
So you go ahead and eat that Hershey bar that's got that color to it.
Or I'd rather have a Gilbert's chocolate.
That's right. You'd rather come and have a Gilbert chocolate.
We're talking with Brian and Sally Krishbaum. They are owners of Gilbert Chocolates. They have a store right out at Briarwood Mall here in Ann Arbor, but everything manufactured in Jackson. Do you have other storefronts anywhere besides?
We have two stores in Jackson.
In Jackson, you do.
And there's probably 20 or so major retailers around the state that use
that
us.
Carry
flower shops, gift shops, that sort of place. Yeah,
very nice. I want to go back to the very beginning, though, and John O. Gilbert and how he came up with this idea and how he went from Ohio to Michigan to bring his company.
Well, I would say that his mother had recipes, and consider also the fact that milk chocolate was only invented in like 1876. So he was actually dealing in, a new technology.
Wait a minute, 1876, what did they do before that?
They drank it. They had hot chocolate they drank. But no one had until Mr. Peters came along and invented a way to make it into a solid chocolate bar.
Really?
Yeah. And so he was kind of dealing in new technology, which, of course, made it available to the masses. Because now people could buy a chocolate bar and put it in their lunchbox and have it at lunch and that sort of thing. So it really made a big difference. And so John Gilbert's mother had these recipes. And so we really shouldn't include his wife because it was Donna and Mary. They began to make candy. And then they lived in Findlay.
Ohio.
Findlay at that time was not going anywhere. And he's like, I got to go to someplace that's going to be booming. And so he found Jackson, and at that time, Jackson was a growing place. I had someone tell me that in the 1920s, there were 80,000 people in the city of Jackson, which I can't imagine today. But anyway, so he chose Jackson, and that's they had a storefront where they had a restaurant, and they made all kinds of things, and they had their candy factory upstairs. And and at their peak, they had like 200 employees. So that's how they got started, was by using her recipes, expanding them. And we still use those recipes today.
Same recipes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you tweak them at all? Or?
Oh, yes. It used to be, and if anybody took our tours, which are free and it will say, they used to say, well, fill this to the red line. Fill your ingredient to the red line. But Brian, who's scientific, came along and said, no, we're going to do this differently. We're going to be a little more exact in our measurements.
Five handfuls of corn syrup isn't a great measurement.
Yeah. So, hearing your story in the background and the preciseness of it, I'm starting to understand why Gilbert Chocolates is different and better than other chocolatiers out there. But is there anything else in putting together Gilbert Chocolates in comparison to others that makes you head and heels above everyone else?
Go ahead.
The freshness is number one. The variety of the recipes is also important. For example, when we make the pecan caramel snappers, we buy the pecans straight from the pecan farm. We don't go to the distribution company. We call the pecan farm in southern Georgia and say, hey, send us more pecans.
Those are the best down
and
there.
And so, you know, they're fresh. They're, you know, just like the candy's fresh, the pecans are fresh. We buy Traverse City dried cherries for our dried cherry clusters.
Oh, nice.
And so the ingredients are everything, the care and the process. We still do, most of our clusters are still done hand-dipped, tempering the chocolate by hand. The creams, we have an enrobing machine, and so the creams, the caramels, all the stuff that get enrobed. That, enrobing is a chocolate term for dressing the chocolate.
So covering it, that's where you see that kind of that wave to it.
Yes,
yeah.
So that, you know, we have that and we do that, but it's still all, comparatively speaking, relatively manual process. We have some automation that controls the temperatures and the critical parts of the process, but it's still mostly a manual process.
Mm. So you have a lot of corporate gifts, of course, but gift boxes just for anyone to go and get some lovely gifts, make nice hostess items, that sort of thing.
I would say that our gift packages, we have pyramids. They've sold really well this Christmas, so that's something that goes, yes. And then, as you said, the hostess gifts, we have an Ann Arbor box, for example.
Tell us about the Ann Arbor box.
Well, someone can come into our store, and or you can order online, but it just has different scenes from Ann Arbor, and then on the back it has history of Ann Arbor, the different interesting things that happened in Ann Arbor in the last, since 1960 or so.
Well, that makes it extra special, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Yes.
Sally and I actually went around Ann Arbor and took pictures of some of the historically significant. So we went down to the university, and we took a picture of the clock tower. And we went out to the park on the north side. I think it's Huron.
Yeah, their fan.
And they have the canoe fan out there. And we took a picture of that. So there's a picture of that on the Ann Arbor box.
Well, that's a keeper then, too.
It is.
Very lovely. You do a Michigan box, too, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, we do. Of course, that features the bridge.
Yeah.
And a picture, a drawing of an old car as well.
That's right.
Yeah, very nice. You have bagged chocolate bundles, all sorts of gift assortments. People can go online and see this. GilbertChocolates.com, GilbertChocolates.com. And you can buy online, too.
Yes,
will you ship?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes,
you
ship as well.
At least 20 today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's
close to 1,500 in December. So.
Yeah. Oh, incredible.
We're busy,
There's also a jelly bean bundle.
Yeah.
That's nice. So something a little different than chocolate in there. Chocolate Christmas tree snapper.
Yeah. So
tell
that's a pecan,
that. Ooh.
Caramel, chocolate, and
yummy.
We have a cookie cutter, and we cut them out in the shape of Christmas trees.
With a cookie cutter for chocolate.
With chocolates. A cookie cutter,
oh, my gosh. There's a truffle box.
Yep.
You mentioned the Dubai chocolate pistachio, which is all the rage these days. What's a tingling bar, milk chocolate tingling bar?
Well, that is when, back in the 1940s, I think, somebody said, man, we got a lot of crumbs around here. What are we going to do with them? And they just kind of threw them all together, and it became a tingling. So
what a great name for it. That's exactly what it kind of tastes like, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's got, you know, it's got
crunch.
Molasses chips, and it's got almond bits in it.
Oh, wow.
And toffee in it, and chocolate, and you just can't go wrong when you do all that. So how it came about.
That's interesting. I never heard that. Handmade Michigan fudge, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful. Just lovely. Again, GilbertChocolates.com.
It is beautiful. But it tastes better.
Yes, absolutely. But the presentation is so lovely here, and that's why these make such beautiful gifts. And people can get any of this at the store at Briarwood Mall,
that's
too?
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And tell everyone where you're located at Briarwood. You're right in the center area.
Near
there.
Center Court,
yeah,
yes.
That's great. And wonderful sponsors of the 17th Annual Lucy Ann Land's Hometown Christmas Show, Sally and Brian Krishbaum, again, owners of Gilbert Chocolates. Where do you think you can take the company from here? What are your hopes and dreams?
We're looking into things like more wholesaling or more interest in, you know, retail specialties sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So it is a challenge. It is a challenge what to do next. But we're thinking hard.
Yeah.
So we're in our third year of being the supplier of the largest chocolate club in America.
What is that?
Well, I can't tell you, but it's the largest. Okay. It's a very big food club.
There's a chocolate club? How am I not a member of this?
And so they mail out chocolates, and we're the supplier for them. So that's been a big deal for us.
How did that come about for you, Brian?
They found our website, and they called us and said, are you interested? And after some negotiations, we were able to come to terms.
They tasted our candy.
Yeah. We sent them a box of candy, and it's like, yeah, once you taste it, I said, you shouldn't taste it. You won't buy from us. There's a Detroit-themed casino in Las Vegas that is selling our chocolates.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you'll do tours of your manufacturing plant in Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
After Valentine's Day.
Yes. We're on hiatus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're a little busy between now and Valentine's Day. Right. Mm-hmm. And what is that tour like?
It's about an hour long, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions. And we take you through, you get to see the ladies making candy.
Wow.
That's why it's on Tuesday mornings, because then we make sure we're doing something interesting when we have a potential of a tour. And so you wouldn't want to watch us clean. And then we talk about, we have a presentation on the history of chocolate and how chocolate's made from bean to bar. We talk about the history of Gilbert chocolates, about the fact that during World War II, we were supplying 250,000 pounds a year, 250,000 pounds a year of chocolates, to the U.S. Army.
Oh, that's beautiful.
For the troops that were marching across Europe.
It's called morale boosters.
Morale
chocolate.
And we even have some of the boxes, there were tins, and some of those have come back to us over the years, so we have some of those on display.
Oh, and you hear the stories how the soldiers would give candy to the kids, that they encountered along the way.
Yeah.
So. Wonderful, rich history. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today, and we're going to see you out at Briarwood tomorrow for the big show. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Gilbert Chocolates, Brian and Sally Krishbaum on the Lucy Ann Land Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.